You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding looking at a midweek fixture for you at Dundalk on this Wednesday, October the 31st. It's Halloween, of course, but hopefully there'll be no gory stories to tell here this afternoon, as we've got what looks to be a competitive seven-race card with potentially one or two nice bets on the afternoon. We begin with a 5-furlong maiden. Coming up at 2.50. Not too many candidates stand out here. Just a couple that really do entice. And Sky Moon is one of those from the Peter Fye Stable Yard in good form at the moment. And this horse bumped into a horse I think could be quite progressive here at Dundalk throughout the winter in the shape of Tintoretto. And if my time figures are anything to go by, then I do think this card by Swiss Spirit ran up to a fairly decent standard on that occasion. He'd certainly shaped well enough on debut to justify him being quite a warm order the other night. But ultimately, in the end, this three-year-old wasn't quite good enough to cope with the winner, who clocked some fantastic sectionals for the grade of race. And obviously, Peshkova's going to have something to say about this. She was second to the promising Dapper Power from the Edna Lynham stable the other day down in Navan. And she's very much definitely going the right way. Drawn is still one, Peshkova, right next to Sky Moon. It's going to be an interesting little tussle between the two, but I prefer Sky Moon, based on the fact that I think the drop down in triple suit and also the time figure and the experience on the all weather here at Dundalk might just tip the balance in his favour.
Race 2.
On to the 3.20. Not ultimately too competitive here with only two or three standout candidates. And the main one is Empire State, who looks to have been given every opportunity here from the Aidan O'Brien stable to finally get off the mark at the fifth time of asking. Of course, this horse started life here back in May with a good third behind Chicos Amigos. That form has worked out quite well throughout the rest of the season. And just been a bit unlucky, to be fair, this colt on his last two runs. He bumped into a useful stable companion of his the other day, Albuquerque. But given that he was drawn in stall 12 of 15, and every run of that day won from a single figure draw, I thought he ran really well, this son of Scat Daddy, on that occasion. I think with a decent break today from stall 7, should enable him to get to the front and control matters from the head of affairs, and it can be very difficult to beat at the main expense of Excelsius. Looking at one further down the line, I see that quite a few firms have chalked up 66-1 about Ultra Pride. Now, I'm not saying this gelding's going to all of a sudden take off and win a race of this nature, but he's definitely worth keeping an eye on. And if you're mucking around with without the favourite markets, it wouldn't surprise me if he was to finish third or fourth and Nicky with a prize money, because I thought he shaped well in quite a decent little race in the figures back on the 12th of October by Player Du Puente. I think that race is definitely worth keeping on side. And with the Sheila Lavery horse, he's often improving for one run to the next. I certainly think Ultra Pride will run well, but I don't think it'll probably be good enough to figure with regards where Empire State's concerned.
Race number 3.
On to the 3.50 then, the first of competitive handicaps. One of my best bets of the day runs here in the shape of Tia Connell from the Sarah Lynham stable. This horse sprung to prominence when winning on the beach at Laytown back in September in pretty decisive fashion. And then he went to Nace, strongly fancied a follow-up, but unfortunately he ended up rearing at the start, losing many lengths, and he was also drawn on the wrong side of the track as well. All the action took place near side, Dash Door Mercury, they fought out the finish, and Ty Connell came out of the best of those on the low side. So clearly he's in good form to manage to overcome those negatives. He was a rather toddly away the other day in the hands of Danny Shear, which put him on the back foot from an early stage. And he ultimately found himself last turning in. in a fairly well-run handicap, but he finished off his race off strongly down the outside to finish third to Paul Sating, who's advertised the form with a victory subsequently. I'm just hoping that Danny Shear can get him out the gate a little bit quicker here tonight, certainly from stall two. If he does trap and hold his position, then he's got every chance of going very close there.
Race four.
Onto the 4:25, and probably my best bet of the day here this afternoon at Dundalk. Runs in the shape of Atlas, who's a little bit of a tricky customer to win with nowadays. I fully accept that. He's gone about 10 or 12 races without a win. But if you go back to this time last year, he was very good when he won off a mark of 81. And albeit he hasn't, like I say, got his head in front subsequently, if you look at his overall form and the race he's been running in, it's a stark contrast to the opposition he takes on this afternoon. For instance, you know, he was a good 50 of the day behind the likes of Aussie Valentine and Catchy Man and Tremendous Leap. And then, I mean, the race he ran in the other day was an absolute humdinger for the grade. It was won by the Progressive Kingsfield, but there was a deep field in that race. King's Admiralty, Geological, the old boys were in there. And he's stolen very strongly from the back end of the field. Now, he's over a mile tonight, and that's definitely his best trip. It just allows him to warm into his races a little bit better. And given that he was last as they field turned in last time out, hopefully he'll be a little bit further up the field here this afternoon. Certainly that's the theory anyway. And odds around about 5-6-1 this morning. He looked a cracking each way bet in that 4:25.
Race five.
Onto the 4:55, again, another competitive handicap. Dubai Rainbow seems to be chalked up favourite here. And this filly is very much going the right way. I know she only won a maiden claimer here the last day, but she was always in control that day. The only niggle would be stall 11 as opposed to stall 1 last time out, which was obviously very advantageous. And that just puts a slight little damper on proceedings to take a short price about her, I suppose. The one I'd probably go with here is Descendant, a three-year-old who very much likes this all-weather surface. If you cast aside one poor run here two starts ago from stall 14, which is always understandable, this horse has got an exemplary record on the all-weather, reading 2-1-3 in its last four starts. So I'm certainly prepared to give this horse another go. He ran over at 7 furlongs last time out, which was probably short of his best. Again, he got a bad draw, but he finished off his race quite well. Now, he's up to a mile again today, which I definitely think is his best trip. He's got this useful David Simonson on board as well, who's grossly underused as far as I could see. He's always caught my eye. He's got a good draw today, this horse, and I thought 8-9-1 this morning was a decent price for Descendant.
Race number six.
Onto the penultimate contest then at 5:30, and this is an absolute shock of a race. I can't remember in all the years of me doing podcasts here at Dundalk a worse race than this. And you could argue that it's Lajadale from the Dermot Wellstab, which deserves to be an odds-on poke in this race. I actually think 11-8 is not a bad shout, because Dawn Trooper's got question marks to answer over the trip. Intermediate, I mean, was absolutely slaughtered last time out by Lajadale in that race at Roscommon, which at the time didn't look a particularly strong race, but it's chucked up loads of winners subsequently. And the first two, Home Bonjourmio and Baby Pink, they've gone on to really advertise the form in no uncertain terms. The winner, Bonjourmio, was third the other day at Galway in a listed contest. And Baby Pink lowered the colours of a horse called Princess Yazal at Galway next time out, in a pattern race. And that Princess Yazal went on to win a Group 3 at Longchamp over the Arc de Triomphe weekend. So collaterally, that form is absolutely red hot. And given this horse, you know, only got beat bits and bobs back in fourth, it certainly represents by far and away the best force coming into this race. It was also second behind Arthurian Flame early on in the season at Navan, and that horse is a 90 over 80 performer. So this horse takes to the surface, and no reason why it won't, being a son of daughter of Teofilo. Drawn in stall three with a good break round the inner. Like I say, I think this horse should be odds on shot given what it's been doing in context to today's opposition.
And the final race.
On to the final race and the 6 o'clock competitive mile and a half handicap. And Troutman heads the market here. Of course, we had a British Raider here the other day from the Marjorie 5 stable. And obviously that's very much the theme here with Rebecca Menzies, of course, training up the north, sending one over. Now, I'm not an advocate, or not an advocate, but I'm not an understander, if you like, of Newcastle 4, because I just don't watch the race in there. It's one of those tracks where I've just given up trying to find any winners. So all I can go on is just watching the video back this morning, won very easily. I know that the fourth horse has won Life Knowledge, and the time figure was very good as well. So odds of 5-1 this morning are obviously seriously under threat. But if you are going to go down the route of a solid home-based horse who ran really well last time out over the course and distance, look no further than Rip's Dream from the Patrick Flynn stable. This horse was second to the very much improving Park Row, who went on to run really well in a much better race next time out. And given that was a 0-70 and this is a 0-65, this is arguably, apart from Troutman, of course, no harder task than what it faced last time out. So 11-2, I'm pretty much knowing that I've got a horse that's going to handle the track and should run its race. So that's the each-way advice in the final contest. Thanks very much, then, for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Friday when we're going to be taking a look at, again, a 7-race programme at Dundalk beginning at 6 o'clock. So tune in on Friday morning. The podcast will be there, as usual, quite early for you to get all the handle on the action on Friday evening. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.